Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. Cornell and Carr, they got a brand new single called Beer Talk, and joining me now is one half of the duo, Matt Cornell. G'day, mate. How are you?
Crossy, how are you, brother? What's going on?
Not much. It's, I feel like, what was it? I think this is the first full week I've had in a couple of weeks since Easter, and then we had like a long weekend for Labor Day, and you know, this full week business. I'm not good with it. I want to take another day off.
Well, mate, since I moved to the Gold Coast a couple of years ago from Sydney, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, but there just seems to be a lot more public holidays up here. I'm not complaining though, you know.
We got nothing for the rest of the year until like October. It. This little project that came together a couple of years ago, Cornell and Carr, it seems to have really taken off for you both.
Well, mate, it sort of came about really organically. We just did this one-off gig, Crossy, and at the end of it, it's like, oh, this feels really good. Let's do something. So, you know, a year later, we put a record out, and you know, we've been. I think at first we, not that we didn't take it seriously, we take our music seriously, but we didn't probably know how it was going to grow. So we sort of treated it as possibly a side project, but now it's like, you know, I'm still doing my solo thing, and Mike's got Buddy, and Cornell and Carr has become this thing. And, mate, we're loving it. Look, Mike's one of my best friends, so I think that's what makes it so enjoyable. It's not just a project that we do for the project. We do this because we're really good mates, we're close friends, and... you know, it's really cool to be able to do something like this with someone that you really care about, you know?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here. I feel like something in my memory bank has said this to me. At Country Rocks recently, was it Country Rocks like your first proper like gig?
Well, we did our first band gig. It was the Tamworth before COVID. We did one show with a full band, and then obviously COVID hit, and we didn't play for over a year. And then I think our next full band show was, I think, Country Rocks. I think we've done three band shows, and each time we've had three different bands play with us because it's been in different states. So it feels, every time we get on stage, it's sort of like the first time it feels like we've done a gig with a full band, but at least this year we've got some things coming up. We've got, you know, Country on Keppel, we've got Gympie, and we're looking at doing some shows on the way up to Keppel. So I said to Mike the other day, it's just going to feel good to be able to do a bunch of shows, mate, because the Cornell and Carr full band shows have been so few in between that it sort of feels like it's the first time we've done a band show, you know?
Yeah, I mean, what was it, 2018, you released your first single, and three shows in 3 years, that's crazy. It's crazy to think about.
We did a bunch of duo gigs, and like just the two of us, which is, you know, We've done a bunch of those and they're fine, but, you know, I think... And look, and they can be great, you know. Sometimes doing those duo gigs in a really intimate setting, I love doing those gigs. But there's nothing like playing on a big stage with your band, mate. You know, it's a powerful sort of feeling when you're playing to a big PA in front of a big crowd. So, we're hoping to do more of that this year. And I'm also looking to release. I haven't released my own stuff for about 3 years now, so I've got a couple of singles in the works for this year. So. Mate, we're just battling on. It's still pretty tough out there, mate, with COVID, and it's hard to sort of plan too far ahead. I've got my 80s cruise in Sydney next month, and although it's going well, you just never know, mate.
Yeah.
Restrictions and all these things are happening, so I don't know, mate. We've just got to keep battling on and trying to remain positive, I think.
It feels like it can all just disappear in a heartbeat. I mean, look what happened to Bluesfest. That was just...
I know, mate.
The day before, basically. It's crazy.
Heartbreaking, mate. Heartbreaking to so many people. So, yeah, mate, look, we're in, you know, uncharted waters, mate. We've never been in this sort of situation before. So, I don't know. I don't know how we're meant to act other than just try and, you know, be positive, because you just don't want to be doom and gloom about everything, you know. That's not going to help anyone.
Exactly. But you've got a new song, so that's positive. It's called Beer Talk. Tell us about the tune.
Well, mate, it's when people hear it, they might think it's going to be a, you know, one of those sort of country beer drinking songs, but it's not really. It's more about if you can imagine, everyone has got that person in their life, mate, and I'm sure I've been guilty of it before. When you drink and you get drunk, you know, you can talk a little bit of crap. Well, this song celebrates that. But this song celebrates that. It's about a guy, an unassuming guy that walks into this bar, and, you know, you wouldn't even notice this guy. He'd sit in the corner, you wouldn't even notice he's there. But after he's had a few drinks, all of a sudden he starts telling tall stories, and before you know it, he's got a big crowd around him, you know. And Mike first had the idea when he told me, he goes, I've got this idea for a song called Beer Talk. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then he just sent me a couple of ideas, and then the song started to evolve. And, mate, we shot the video up at good friends of ours, Jason and Hayley Donnelly, got this incredible property. And we got all their friends with a renter crowd. And, and during COVID, they built this barn, which has got this bar in it and everything. So we shot it all at this place. And it was just, it's exactly what we wanted. It's exactly how we envisioned it. We had this great actor that really played the part well. And we're hoping that everyone loves the video, because I think it really sort of sells the song, you know. But I know everybody's all got that one friend, mate. When they drink, you know, it's like that. You flick the switch and they turn into a different person. You know who I'm talking about, right? I'm sure straight away you're thinking of one of your friends.
I'm thinking it's probably me. To be fair. But, mate, we're going to play the song now. It's called Beer Talk, Cornell and Carr. Hopefully we'll catch up again soon. But until then, take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.
Mate, always good to chat, mate. And thanks to you and Kix for the ongoing support. We really appreciate it.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kix.